Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. It's March, 8th, 2020. This is going to be about this is the application of the judgments. These are the application of events that fall into line with the judgments of the Lord as we've entered into that time period. Let's talk about God and the coronavirus. Let's talk about California and Pelosi and the Democrats have voted to continue abortion and infanticide after an aborted or live-born child comes into this world. What they're doing is they're taking the breath away from the living child. This is the coronavirus. This is how it affects the person. It takes your breath away, and they gasp for breath, and then because they kill the children in their blood. Also, coronavirus has a hemorrhagic or a bleeding kind of effect in the lungs. And when the baby crowns, it's when the baby is being born, it's called its crowning. And corona means crowning. They have crossed the line over judgment in God's eyes. And judgment is about to come to California in a very, very severe way. All I know about God and his ways is that, and I've seen it time and time again over the decades, is that it's always laser precise. And as it says in the book of Revelation, they shed blood, so I gave them blood to drink, just as in the time of Pharaoh, and so it is with now. Let's go to I prophesied a year ago that the Pope and the Vatican was coming under God's sovereign judgment. And the Pope now has a flu condition, and coronavirus has hit the Vatican. And the Vatican itself is coming under quarantine. God will quarantine those who offend him. He will set them apart. Now these are things we got in prayer. Italy is one of the worst hit with a coronavirus because they've enabled the Vatican, and now Italy itself is being completely quarantined. Iran, which leads and Iran, which is a leader of the Shiite Islam, is also being judged with this coronavirus, and they are now coming under a quarantine and have, at least they're honest. whatever, as much as they know or have information about the amount of deaths and coronavirus infections. But the worst and by far the highest is China, who has the highest number of abortions in the world. And not only that, they cross the line when, as an act of a political genocide, they take state prisoners, they imprison them for religion or state. For example, the Falun Gong sect, which, by the way, is behind the Epoch Times, and they've had some pretty good information. They will take these political prisoners, and they will harvest, live organ harvest, and sell body parts in order to enable the state harvest. This is evil. This is wickedness. This is, some of their generals have also said that they will have to cull their population because they have too many Chinese. There's plenty of video clips out there, but God is about ready to deal with the dragon. We do not know which way the USA will go, but I do know this. It will be surgical, and God is going after the evil. So Planned Parenthood is up before the Supreme Court now with a review of Roe versus Wade and Jay Sekulow. This is going to be a huge battle against infanticide. That's what Planned Parenthood is. It's a blood sacrifice to Moloch of innocent blood, and it does give them demonic power, occult powers. In Washington, D.C., there was a massive pro-life rally scheduled for March, but that remains to be seen if it will come to fruition. We need to repent. We all need to repent. We all need to make ready and get ready, and we all need to repent. You need to get off the world's grid, get off the flesh's grid, controlling you in the satanic grid, and get on God's grid, for judgment day is rapidly approaching. God bless you, love you, and keep you until you see him face to face. And that is our Lord Jesus. Goodbye.